Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beyond the Grave, The Right Way and the Wrong Way of Leaving Money to Your Children and Others, by attorney Jeffrey L. Condon, is a practical guide to the emotional and legal realities of passing wealth to the next generation. Rather than treating estate planning as a set of documents, the book frames it as a set of decisions that shape family behavior, relationships, and long-term outcomes. Condon is known for translating complex planning concepts into plain language, and this work focuses on how inheritances can either support a healthy legacy or unintentionally fuel conflict, dependency, and resentment. The book discusses common mistakes families make, why good intentions sometimes backfire, and how to align distributions with values and responsibilities. It also highlights the importance of communicating plans, choosing the right people to manage money, and using available planning tools thoughtfully. Readers can expect a cautionary, experience-driven approach designed to help families avoid preventable disputes and protect both assets and relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hidden risks of inheritance and why good intentions backfire. A central theme is that transferring money is never only a financial event. It is also a psychological and relational event that can amplify existing family patterns. The book explores how inheritances can trigger entitlement, rivalry, secrecy, and power struggles, especially when parents assume children will respond with gratitude or responsibility simply because the gift is large. It also examines how uneven maturity among siblings can make equal treatment feel unfair, while unequal treatment can feel like a moral judgment. Another risk is that parents may overfocus on tax efficiency and underfocus on human behavior, leaving a plan that is technically correct but socially combustible. The discussion highlights that sudden wealth can harm motivation, work ethic, and identity, and that lack of clarity about purpose invites beneficiaries to create their own narratives. By emphasizing predictable failure points, the book encourages readers to think in advance about incentives, timing, and oversight. The practical takeaway is to treat inheritance planning as risk management for family dynamics, not just asset transfer, and to design a plan that anticipates real-world responses rather than idealized ones. Secondly, choosing the right way to give, timing, structure, and conditions. The book contrasts approaches to giving, including outright distributions versus staged distributions and more protective structures. One key idea is that when and how beneficiaries receive funds can matter as much as how much they receive. A large lump sum at a vulnerable age or during a life transition can create avoidable harm, while gradual support aligned with milestones can reinforce stability. The author discusses how parents can set expectations around education, entrepreneurship, housing support, or charitable commitments without turning gifts into instruments of control. It also addresses the difference between helpful guardrails and overly rigid restrictions that breed resentment or encourage gaming the system. Readers are encouraged to consider financial literacy, work history, addiction risk, creditor exposure, and marital stability when deciding whether money should be distributed freely or managed over time. This topic also underscores that one size rarely fits all, and that the best plans often combine flexibility with accountability. The broader message is to give in a way that supports autonomy and growth, while reducing the likelihood that inherited wealth becomes a substitute for purpose or personal responsibility. Thirdly, trusts, fiduciaries, and the people who will manage your legacy. Another major focus is the role of decision makers after death, especially trustees, executors, and other fiduciaries. The book explains why choosing the right person or institution is often more important than perfecting minor technical details. A capable fiduciary must combine competence, fairness, and emotional steadiness under pressure, because beneficiaries may question decisions, request exceptions, or revive old family conflicts. The author also highlights how unclear powers and vague standards can lead to paralysis or disputes, while overly broad discretion can invite accusations of favoritism. This topic includes the practical reality that a trusted relative may not be the best manager, and that professional trustees can offer neutrality but may feel distant. It encourages readers to think through successor choices, compensation, reporting, and mechanisms for resolving disagreements. There is also attention to protecting vulnerable beneficiaries and handling special circumstances, such as blended families or dependents with ongoing needs. The key takeaway is that the right governance structure and the right people can preserve relationships and reduce litigation risk, turning the plan into a functioning system rather than a set of papers. Fourthly, communication and conflict prevention within families. The book treats communication as a planning tool, not an optional courtesy. It emphasizes that silence can be interpreted as secrecy, and secrecy can become suspicion, especially when expectations are formed long before documents are revealed. readers are encouraged to consider family meetings, written legacy statements, or structured conversations that clarify values, goals, and the reasoning behind major choices. The topic covers common triggers for conflict, such as surprises about unequal distributions, unclear promises made over decades, or resentment about caretaking roles late in life. It also discusses how parents can reduce the chance that children blame one another by explaining decisions proactively rather than leaving interpretation to chance. Another theme is the importance of setting boundaries, explaining what the estate plan will do, what it will not do, and what behaviors may lead to less support. Communication is framed as a way to preserve dignity for all parties and to prevent the estate from becoming the arena where old grievances are fought. The practical benefit is fewer misunderstandings, smoother administration, and a higher likelihood that wealth transfer strengthens family cohesion instead of eroding it. Lastly, building a legacy that reflects values, not just assets. Beyond money mechanics, the book argues for designing an inheritance that reinforces the life lessons parents hope to pass on. This topic focuses on aligning distributions with values such as work, education, generosity, self-sufficiency, and stewardship. It explores how parents can incorporate charitable giving, family philanthropy, or mission-driven planning to prevent wealth from becoming purely consumption fuel. It also considers the broader concept of legacy, the stories, expectations, and principles that remain when the money is gone. The discussion encourages readers to define what success looks like for their heirs and to recognize that financial support should complement, not replace, character development. It also addresses the temptation to use money to solve relational problems and why that rarely works. By centering values, readers are guided toward choices that can elevate confidence and responsibility in the next generation. The topic ultimately reframes estate planning as a final act of parenting and leadership, where thoughtful structure can help heirs use resources wisely, honor family history, and make choices that benefit their own families and communities over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents and grandparents who want to leave money without leaving chaos, as well as professionals who advise families on wealth transfer. It will also help anyone in a blended family, anyone worried about a child struggling with maturity, spending, or addiction, and anyone who suspects that sibling dynamics could turn an inheritance into a dispute. The core benefit is perspective. It pushes readers to see estate planning as a human system that influences behavior, not just a legal transaction. By anticipating predictable problems and thinking through timing, oversight, and communication, readers can reduce the chance that wealth undermines motivation or damages relationships. Compared with similar estate planning books that emphasize forms and tax rules, this one stands out for its focus on consequences, especially the emotional and interpersonal fallout that families often ignore until it is too late. It is worth buying because it helps translate abstract planning into real-life decisions, offering a practical framework for leaving a legacy that supports independence, preserves family bonds, and protects heirs from avoidable mistakes. If you would like to support Jeffrey L. Fues, Condon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.